Hey, I'm your host, Dave Secunda, and I want to welcome you to Avid for Venture Shorts. These sweet sessions are from our favorite staff and campers giving some advice to somebody who may never have been to one of our camps before. So sit back and settle in and listen to what our favorite folks have to say.
Welcome to the Avid Adventurer. I'm your host, Dave Secunda, founder of Avid for Adventure, and I am psyched you're here. Each week, just like today, I'll bring you an interview with a kiddo, young adult, or parent as they share not only the details of their noteworthy outdoor pursuits, but also how they navigate risk, challenge, setbacks, and service in their journey. It'll bring a smile to your face, and you'll feel your heart expand as you get to know the inner landscapes of these athletes. After listening, I know you'll feel uplifted and ready for your own next Avid adventure. So let's dive in.
Joe, welcome. I'm so happy to have you with us to talk to campers who are coming up to Camp Blue Sky. Start with a little introduction. Who are you and what do you do up there?
Thank you so much. I'm really glad to be here, Dave. My name is Joe. I'm going to be the AD of programs for Mount Blue Sky in this year, 2024. And yeah, I am a really fun person. So I'm going to be taking charge of every single activity that you're going to do in the evenings and make sure that you have a lot of fun during the days.
Awesome. I love that there's an assistant director just of, evening activities to make sure that that is up to par and meeting everyone's and exceeding everyone's expectation. I know that there's a lot of campers who are coming up for their very, very first time to Camp Blue Sky. Any advice you'd give to kiddos who are coming up for their first time?
Sure. If it's your first time outside of your home, if it's the first time that you're staying outside, bring your favorite stuffed animal, bring your favorite toy, bring your favorite pajamas, your favorite blankets. So it makes you feel better if it's something that you want. If you're shy or anything, don't worry, you can always talk to your instructors. All of the people here are going to be really, really great for you and really fun people to talk to. You're going to meet a lot of campers and a lot of people with many things to say. And I'm really sure that you're going to like every single activity, every single meal. So yeah, it's just a really great time. So try to come with a great sense of positive mental attitude so that you can enjoy every single day here at Avid.
Oh my gosh, it sounds great. I can't wait to come up for a visit myself this summer. How about kids who are coming up and they might not know anyone? They might be coming up to camp for their first time and they might not be coming up with a friend. Any thoughts on how to meet other people or if that's easy or difficult?
Sure. My best recommendation is just be yourself. Talk about things you like. You're going to meet a lot of people with common interests. And don't worry if you're shy. We have a lot of activities in which you're going to talk to a lot of the campers and meet a lot of them. You're going to know a lot of things about them, like what things they like. And they're going to know a lot of things that you like. So don't worry about it. We're always going to facilitate for you the communication with people. And just have fun. And you're going to make a lot of friends just by having fun.
Do you remember when you first came up to Camp Blue Sky as a staff member? Did you have that feeling of not knowing anyone else, or how was it for you your first year?
Yeah, I came here without knowing anyone. Like I traveled here by myself, and we had a lot of staff members doing a lot of icebreakers for us so that we could, meet people. It's always a little bit overwhelming to come to a place where you don't know anyone. But it's always really rewarding, and it has been one of my favorite experiences of my whole life. Just coming to a place where people just want to have fun. Doesn't matter if you know them or not. You have that common interest, to have fun, to play in the outdoors, to do a lot of sports. So yeah, I'm just really grateful, and I'm pretty sure you're going to be really, really grateful when your session ends.
I love that you have that shared lived experience with campers as well, feeling that yourself when you came up there. Well, tell me a little bit about your staff. Who are the folks working up there that the campers are going to have a chance to interact with?
Sure. You're going to have a kitchen staff. They are in charge of making every single meal you're going to have. If you have any dietary restrictions or anything, they're going to take that into account so that you eat all the food you like. if anything, you can always talk to them. They're always really, really great people. Remember to thank them for every single meal that you have, because they really appreciate that. You're going to have a great staff team of instructors. They're the most fun guys I've ever met, and they always have the best energy, having your fun in mind 24/7. They're going to make sure that you're safe. They're going to take your letters. They're going to be with you in activities, and they're going to be the people that you can always talk to if you have any problem, if you're not feeling good, if you're feeling sick, if something happened. You can always talk to them, because they're going to be your friends, and they're going to make sure that everything's going okay. We're also going to have a lot of people on the leadership team, which includes the ADs, the assistant directors. We have an assistant director for programs that are going to take charge of every single activity that you're going to have in the evening. You're going to have also an AD of abilities. They're going to make sure that everything's okay, that all of our equipment is, you know, safe and sound, so that we can always do our activities. You're going to have also the AD of families, which are going to be keeping in touch with your family. You know, they're going to deliver your letters. They're going to send you some letters as well from your parents, and are going to be in constant communication with your parents. We also have a nurse. The nurse is going to take charge of you if you have something, if you have tummy ache, if you have headache, if you got a little scratch or something. If you're not feeling well, if you're feeling dizzy or have nausea, don't worry. They're always going to be there for you if you're not feeling well. So don't worry if you're shy, just go to them, talk to them about how you feel, and believe me, they're going to take good care of you. We also have our director. Directors are the people that are going to be taking charge of the whole operation, okay? They're going to make sure that the kitchen's doing well. They're going to make sure that your instructors are doing well. They're going to make sure that the assistant directors are doing well, and that they're doing everything and doing the best for you and your enjoyment of this session.
More to come in just one moment. Stay with us. Why is Avid for Adventure voted one of Outside Magazine's best places to work year after year? Because when you work here, your office is the outdoors, atop mountains, in rivers, and on trails, alongside colleagues that share your passions. Your to-do list will consist of teaching curious kids how to paddle, climb, hike, bike, and thrive in the outdoors. This isn't your typical day job. It's an adventure you'll never forget. Come check out all the opportunities for this summer at Avid for Adventure at avid4.com, and then click on jobs.
You know, I can't remember if I've asked you, like, what does a typical day look like up at Camp Blue Sky? Have we talked about that yet or no?
No, we haven't.
Yeah, tell us what, you know, what does that look like?
Sure. So first of all, if you are up to it, we usually have some morning clubs before breakfast, which include polar plunge, which is the best way to wake up every single day. We have, you know, some hiking in the morning as well. We have some animal watch. So, you know, sign up if you can. It's a really, really great activity to do every single morning. And it's just a really, really great way to start your day. After that, you're going to have breakfast, I think, at around 7 a.m. And then off we go to our activities. You're going to have core sports, which include climbing, kayaking, stand-up paddleboarding, and rock climbing. And we sometimes do hiking. We do camping outside. You're going to have some activities in which they include like a 2 or 3 day backpacking trip in at the camp. So you can always expect a lot of fun during these activities. At noon, you're going to have your lunch. So you're going to have some great food. And after that, you're going to have a little bit of downtime. So you're going to rest in your cabin or wherever you want. Sometimes we bring out hammocks to the meadow, but you're going to rest a little bit so that we can keep going through our day. After that, we're going to have some more core sports and our dinners at 5. After that, we have our program, our evening activity. And we are going to make sure that you have a really, really great fun activity. Sometimes we do games like Quidditch. One time we made battles. Sometimes we have skits. We have games. We have obstacle courses. We have hide and seek. We can have scavenger hunts. So you can always expect really great activities, and they're always going to be a great surprise for you. Lights out are at 9 so that we can keep going the next day and that you're well rested and ready to have more fun.
Oh man, that sounds like a fantastic day. And what about if somebody's never tried something like, let's say, backpacking? You said, you know, most kids get an opportunity to go backpacking. You know, that might be a little bit scary to some kids. What's backpacking like? How far is it? Or, you know, what if they've never done it before?
Sure. Depending on your group, it can change a little bit. Usually, the younger campers just have a one-day backpacking trip. So you're just going to be outside for one day. And after that, you're going to come back to our main camp. So you're going to be packing yourself, your stuff. You're going to pack your clothes. You're going to pack some food. You're going to pack a lot of things so that we can help the team build our campsite. When you're at the campsite, we're going to have a great dinner. We're going to be making it outside, and you're going to be sleeping outside in tents. So it's really, really, really fun. You're going to have your sleeping bag, your sleeping mat, and everything you need for that trip. And for the other kids, they're going to have a backpacking trip that's 3 days long. You're going to be staying outside for 2 nights, and it's going to be in our camp. So you don't have to worry about distance or anything. Usually older ones can have a longer backpacking trip. I think it's 5 days. And usually that one is outside of camp, but all the locations will be sent to you and will be told to your parents as well, so that they know where you're going and what you're doing as well. Usually we do a lot of games outside as well. We play in the meadows. We have some animal encounters. We try to summit every single place we go as well. Like in Mount Blue Sky, we have Mount Judge. So every single team that summits Mount Judge leaves a plaque with their names that you sign. Mm-hmm. And you're going to find some surprises at the summit as well. We're going to take a photo so that your parents can see how you did that. And we're going to have a lot of fun just coming down for our main camp as well.
Yeah, that sounds great. So sounds like the backpacking trips are all going to be kind of age appropriate. The younger you are, the shorter they'll be. And then as you kind of go over the years, they'll get a little bit longer and a little bit more more challenging. So that sounds amazing. Well, any final thoughts you have for kids who you might see up there this summer?
It's just going to be a great experience. Come with a lot of positive mental attitude, because it's going to be a great summer. You know, summer always gives us a lot of surprises that we never imagine, and they're always the best ones. And I'm pretty sure the summer is going to be one of the best of your life. It has been for me every single year, and I'm sure it will be for you. So just be excited for it, because I am. And every single person that's going to be at camp is excited as well.
Awesome. Thank you, Joe, for speaking with us today and sharing with campers who are coming up. I really appreciate you.
No, thank you, Dave.
I hope you enjoyed hearing from this avid adventurer as much as I did. Join me every week as we continue to explore the inner landscapes and outer accomplishments of our guests. And if you know someone who you think would make a great interview, please reach out to me at the email in the show notes. I look forward to reconnecting next week.